he showed off Cherdi, where the population was three-quarters gypsy, to prove that it could be as ordinary as anywhere else. But he knew it was not. The stereotype that most non-gypsy Hungarians carried in their heads was all too often true. His people, us, not they, for his people's sins were his, he took them on himself, were work-shy, cheated, stole, and lived on handouts if they could. The jails were full of dark faces. Of course, 600 years of history in Hungary had not been kind. Poverty and discrimination, fear of the other, had stalked his people wherever they went. Under communism, everyone, including gypsies, was meant to work, yet it took his father some years to find a job as a miner. Until then, they lived in a shack. He had no shoes of his own until he was 13, and was sent down to scavenge for chewy, rotten meat in the pits where farmers threw the carcasses of their animals. His strongest childhood memory was hunger. Yet that was no excuse to play the victim. He had never moaned, taking any job he could get after a few indifferent years of school, sweeping floors, packing monitors, eventually becoming production manager in a mobile phone company. Here was the lesson for all of us. Gypsies had to work. If they took responsibility, gained self-respect, hauled themselves up by their bootlaces, prejudice might begin to fade away. This was the task he set himself as mayor of Cherdi. It was heavy, but he set about it logically. Gypsies belonged nowhere, but if they got land, they could farm it. There was unused land in the village, a rubbish tip. Once they had cleared away 15 to 20 lorry loads of rubble, they could plant potatoes. They then rented 1,200 hectares more.